The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in Janet's office with a very, very special guest who I've known for probably over 20 years. And he brings forth a great amount of information. Before we go to our guest, though, I'd like to bring in Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the Greenland store, which is up in Delray on Federal Highway. And Janet will be there after the radio show to help people in that area help with the challenges that you may have with respect to your health. So Janet will be available at Greenlands from 11 to 2, and then she will be coming down to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate, and she'll be here from 4 to 7 today. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Is it nice and cool up where you are?
Well, just a little bit cooler than typically when we wake up in the morning here in South Florida, but bright and sunny, just delightful, beautiful weather.
Yeah, I know when I got in my car this morning, it was 61 degrees, and it was a little chilly, but it was very pleasant. The sun was out, and it looks like a grand, glorious day here in South Florida. Well, let me take a moment now and give a brief history about our very special guest. Our guest has written 25 different books related to health, and they're all in great demand and have been in great demand for many, many years. Some of them appeared on the bestseller list on most of your major tables that show the best-selling books that are available today. He has a broad knowledge of what the body needs to help function properly. He was a very special guest when I owned Tunney's at a seminar that packed the house that people were most enthralled with when they heard what he had to say. So we're going to bring him to the air today for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm speaking about Dr. Cash Ingram. Good morning, Dr. Ingram.
Good morning, good morning. Great to be here this morning, and to the audience and friends that we know from the past, and maybe some newcomers that need some help. But it reminds me when we did that seminar, we have to do it again. There was a woman there in the front row who was crying during the seminar, and you wonder what the provocation was. She came up after patiently waiting for 2 hours. She showed me the blanching on her elbows and her knees, where the psoriasis used to be. And all she did was she just took the P73. She wasn't on a complicated thing. She had obviously some kind of fungal infestation, parasites. And she took the oregano, I believe the oil of oregano, maybe it was a bit of juice of oregano, the old standbys, and she was cured. So leading with that, your friends, your listeners, your loved ones out there, you should all know that there is a cure or a remedy for all illnesses in the nature. Now, medicine does what it does. We're not obstructing that or anything. But most drugs, most of the good drugs are derived from nature.
Exactly right.
Antibiotics, Taxol, most of the good chemotherapeutics, and of course aspirin is a big example.
No question about it.
So,
but you've been dealing with products from North American Urban Spice for countless years. You've been able to introduce people to remedies that they were not known that it were available, such as the P73. And I know that over the years, being in the health food business, P73 has always been a number one seller.
Yeah. I mean, the P73, nobody ever thought of taking oil of oregano for fungus or viruses. Nobody was taking it for cold and flu. Nobody was using it in the United States. And I did actually introduce it. with the cures in the cupboard, Miss Judy kind of was concocting the formula. And once I tried it, I said, we got to talk this one up. And Bob Atkins interviewed me, God rest his soul, he's gone now. He said, hey, you know, it cured my pneumonia. Tell me about it. What's it done for you? And I had that sickness from the IV needle that blew that out. So people got pretty excited. New York got excited. You remember those days?
I certainly do.
So we were pounding the oil of oregano, Oregamax, out there. That's all there was. But, you know, things change. As we became more sophisticated, yeah, the oil of oregano, Oregamax, Oregaresp, they're great for viruses, fungus, parasites, mold, toenail fungus too, psoriasis we talked about, bronchitis, sinusitis, chest congestion, hepatitis, herpes, you know. But it's not always just one thing, so we invented this crude whole food line, slowly but surely, trying to find really unusual sources for the vitamins. So that led to the first one was actually the Purely C. You know, there's no ascorbic acid in there.
Right.
So you're looking at North American urban spices philosophy of just a crude, unprocessed, wild when you can. So here you have wild camu camu with acerola, with wild rue. So there's two wild, and wild rose hips. The acerola is not wild, but the rest of them are wild. And that's the vitamin C. You know, so there's no GMOs, there's no corn derivatives. So then,
and this particular product is used for people who have serious conditions with their immune system.
That's exactly the best use. Immunological, immune deficiency syndrome, immune suppression, autoimmune even. But another interesting thing with Purely C is it's a good antihistamine, very good. Camu camu is like a buffered vitamin C, so that pounds out the allergic rhinitis and seasonal allergy a capsule a day.
Which we're having right now at
you
this
are
time
having.
Of the year.
You are having. So they need to pump that Purely C.
And how do you recommend they take it?
One capsule a day. If it's a bad case, like you said, like immunological collapse, a couple capsules twice a day, simple. Some people like the powder, a quarter teaspoon, a half teaspoon. Look, and twice a day or what? Look. You take two capsules of a crude whole food, and you still get almost 300% of the RDA of ascorbic acid.
Which is great.
Not too bad.
Right.
That's a mega dose, kind of. And so that was kind of an interesting. Now, I also use this for bone densification because you need to build the collagen and the cement, which is the ground substance. So if you're having weakness, if your organs are weak, if you're flaccid, if you're having hernias, if you're having bone loss, if your connective tissues are degenerating, you have fibromyalgia, polymyositis, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, arthritis at large, they got to have it.
And again, it's a very small dose. You're talking about one or two capsules.
One capsule a day for most people. Tough cases, two capsules. Extreme, two twice a day. That's
now, how does this tie in, though, if people are using the P73 or the oregano?
Well, the oregano is a germicide, and it's an antioxidant. Now, the oil is a steam distillation extract, the crude herb or Oregamax. It's a crude herb. It's more of a mineral source. Wild oregano is very dense in minerals. It has a good amount of B vitamins. Doesn't have much vitamin C. So we needed the C to go with the wild oregano therapy, especially with immunological conditions, fibromyalgia, polymyositis, lupus, autoimmune at large, you know, viral syndrome, fungus, yeast. You got to boost that immune system. So then... then that also led to what do we do about the fat-soluble vitamins? That was the next introduction in the research. It takes research.
You're speaking about fish oils. You're talking about
anything. The A and D okay. Mainly, because they're immunologically active. K is good, too. E is good. There's a little difference in what they do. But as far as immune system, we know D is associated with increased risk for viruses, but A deficiency is associated with all. It's like pan-infection. You can get parasites more easily, much more easily. You're going to contract viruses. The kids, we used to shoot them in the butt with vitamin A. It's gone. So now we know that you've got to have, so that you're tough and strong and resistant and resilient, you got to have the A. Why? The mucous membranes are like my hands, right? Mm-hmm. Sealed together. But what happens is when you lose the A, they crack. The mucous membranes in the skin, they crack open, right. Like hands open. Imagine your fingers open now, people. They were closed, now they're open. So the pathogens come in. And the A is also needed for secretory IgA, which lines the gut wall, and then when the parasite tries to attach, the virus tries to attach, the bacteria, the secretory IgA, it's a miracle, it goes to it. But you can't make it without A.
Must have that.
You have to have it. It's automatic. And so that's the polar power, because it's a crude vitamin A, because no fish oil, generally, because they have to process it, because the PCBs, then any kind of heat or detergents, that destroys the A.
Let me interject and give our listeners a heads up by saying that the North American Urban Spice line that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is extensive. And we may be discussing anywhere from 10 to 20 items today with Dr. Ingram. And if you don't get the gist of what he's saying, he will be available to counsel with you today while he's in the store from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And, Janet, he'll be using your office to do that. So people have privacy when they discuss whatever their issue is with Dr. Ingram. So I want to alert our listeners again that if you don't pick up on anything specific that we're speaking about, Dr. Ingram will be available today in Janet's office to help you choose whatever North American product may be your desirable item to go to if you're facing a health challenge.
Yeah, if you're facing, and most of us have immune deficiency syndrome. You don't have to have AIDS to have it. The genetically engineered junk, the pesticide junk, the stress thing, the vaccines, mm-hmm. everything's suppressing, so they have to have their crude A. The Polar Power has... it has what you need, 300% of the RDA or D and 150 or so of the A. That's all you need.
So far we've spoken about P73 oil oregano. We've spoken about Pure C or Purely C. And then we just spoke about a product called Polar Power, which you have listed as Alaskan Wild Polar Power, which is wild sockeye salmon oil with vitamin A and D, plus all the omega-3 fatty acids.
And a huge amount of astaxanthin.
See that? Oh, that's fabulous.
That's made with steam. You take this. You know what does a grizzly bear eat when he eats a salmon? Does he eat the flesh, or does he eat? He rips the head off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He eats the guts and the head and throws the. Some anthropologists or whatever studying this, they found or in naturalists they found salmons up to 100 feet in the air stuck in trees.
Unbelievable.
Because the grizzly flings it out. So that's made. This Polar Power is made from the head of salmon, not the liver.
Right.
That's why it's so high in astaxanthin. Now, there's 33 omegas in there. Most of the others are 12, 10, 9, 5, or the other closest is 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so this is a crude whole food supplement. I tell you to take it for the A and the D, but yet people are using it for hormone imbalance.
Interesting.
Yeah, the A is needed to produce steroid hormones and to keep the ovaries from degenerating. One of the big symptoms is cystic ovarian disease. PCOS is from vitamin A deficiency in part.
Uh-huh.
Menstrual cramps, severe, could be vitamin A. So there's a lot to that, you know, issue of taking a fish oil that also has A and D in it naturally. Now, some people will look at and see the D, but that's put in after the fact in the typical fish oil.
And the dosage would be a teaspoon?
A teaspoon or even a tablespoon a day or a teaspoon every other day for an infant, a half teaspoon to a teaspoon.
Well, I hear some music, which leads me to believe that we're coming up on an intermission. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at Greenlands up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. And I'm sitting here with Dr. Cash Ingram, the author of 25 books and one of the major or the major formulator, what has taken place with North American Urban Spice over the past 20 some odd years. And the good news is anybody who comes in to see Dr. Ingram today from 11 to 2 will receive one of his books free. There's no obligation. Just come in and say hello.
As long as they last, we'll get some books out.
Okay, yeah. First come, first serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save-A-Lot. And my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Growing it in the land. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm very happy to say that sitting beside me in Janet's office, is Dr. Cass Ingram, author of 25 books and the major formulator and the major educator for the North American Urban Spice line of products, which we are talking about this morning. I'm joined here by Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the Greenland store, and she will be available today to see people at Greenlands in Delray Beach on Federal Highway between 11 and 2. And she will be back here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today from 4 to 7. Dr. Cass Ingram, for the benefit of those people that would like to speak to him, please come in and see him today. He'll be here from 11 to 2, and for the first 10 people that come to visit with Dr. Ingram, he will give them a free book written by him having to do with the many benefits of using the North American Urban Spice products to maintain and improve good health. In addition, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is giving you, the consumer, an everyday low price on all the North American Urban Spice products, which we'll be speaking about, and you'll get an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock while the store is open.
It's a premium brand, people.
Without a doubt. Mm. So getting back to P73 and oil oregano, we neglected to mention where the oil oregano comes from, because North American Urban Spice was the first company to introduce oil oregano to the United States.
Bravely struck out, and the distributors and a lot of the health stores said, What? Tea tree oil? But no, not oregano. No, we're not interested. So, yes. What happened was, I said, I told Miss Judy, who started the company in her basement. I joined her. It helped cure my disease process. I said, this is big stuff. We've got to get going with this. Let's go over to Turkey. So we went there, went to Greece, and we broke bread with the villagers. Mm-hmm. We found out everything, wrote the book, The Cures in the Cupboard, met with the university professors who'd been studying wild oregano, the gas chromatography labs. It's like an esoteric thing in those countries. Oregano is known. But what's interesting, they didn't use the oil much. They used the juice, the aromatic water. When you go to the villages and meet with the village doctor, he says, we use oregano oil for bruises, cuts, fractures, pain, and colds. But when we treat disease, of course, it wasn't quite that clear. It was more, we use this. And he dug out a pop bottle, corked pop bottle, a Pepsi bottle. He had a whole crate of them, and he flagged it around, and that was the juice of oregano. That was the inspiration for that. Uh-huh. I said, what do you use it for? This is 5,000 feet above sea level now. He says, we use it to cure cancer. Well, no, that's a dirty word, but heart disease, congestive heart failure, and diabetes. The diabetes one is an interesting one.
Major illnesses today.
That's what they were using it for. And so then we introduced the juice. But back to the oil. The oil was emulsified in extra virgin olive oil, and then we tested it at Georgetown University. So we were doing this work in Turkey, then we were doing the studies, and it was very effective, more effective than the antibiotic. So we figured out the right ratio. Now, but where does it grow? How does it grow? 5,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level, wild oregano grows in the rock. It even degenerates the rock and turns it into soil. It doesn't like trees or shade. In fact, it only grows above the tree line, all the way to the ice cap, you know, in other words, to the top.
Right.
The ice then melts, and then from the top down to the tree line, in about a four-month period, your oregano flourishes, and then it's picked at the height of its biological activity. That's what North American does. They send the money in advance. The villagers get paid. They're no longer selling trinkets on the streets. They're back to the villages working with us in an industry. Now, since that time, it's curious. I don't even talk about other brands, but I tested. People started to complain occasionally about, I got a headache, I got a stomach ache, I got a backache, I got cardiac arrhythmia from oregano oil. Well, I asked them every time it was some other brand. So I did 30 gas chromatographies, and I found, unfortunately, genetically engineered profiles. About one-third of our
brands. That's on the lines you tested.
Yep. One-third of U.S. brands are GMO. I was contacted by the GMO people. They wanted me to be their spokesman for genetically engineered oregano oil. I told them to just, you know what. And so, I mean, 2 years later, it was on the market. You know, so they're doing it at big universities, and this they patented it.
And that's what prompted you to write the first book, The Cures in a Cup.
Well, the whole thing prompted me. That kind of corruption. Yeah, and then that's when I said, buy the P73 oregano. Yes. And so then there was the juice, which is very good, as I mentioned, for chronic degenerative disease. It's also exceptional for, gastric disorders and for lung conditions and for emphysema. So that was that. Then it moved to the oregaresp.
Which is a capsule.
Right. Well, that's a multiple spice. That's cumin, oregano, cinnamon, and sage. Why? Because we tested 20 spices on bacteria and drug-resistant bacteria, and cumin, cinnamon, oregano, and sage were the most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a special extract, and then that came. So that was the whole evolution. Now then, we talked about how North American wanted to do something for the whole food vitamins. They now have the Purely B as well. We talked about the Purely C and the Polar Power. Add in your Purely B, which is Turula yeast and... You know, it's the old-fashioned stuff. It's with royal jelly and rice bran. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the ingredients. Come on. And so you get this low dose, but it's effective.
Right.
So that was kind of neat. Because when I go in the field, I see somebody's deficient. I see that they have scalloping of the tongue, fissures on the tongue, bald tongue, magenta tongue, or their nails are splitting, or they're having ridges, or they're having white spots, or, hang nails. So I'm seeing... The skin is dry or oily. I'm seeing evidence of nutritional. Now I have tools to treat. Now then the next evolution. That was basically the chaga. We can get into another time maybe. But I did introduce that line. Nobody was talking about chaga. It didn't exist.
Until North American brought it out.
Exactly. And they're the only ones with a full line of chaga.
Right.
So we know what we're doing with it. And we always put the birch bark where we can, because birch bark is even more potent in Orac than chaga. So the two together, and the Russians used to take their chaga and stick them in caskets made of birch bark. You know, they'd make these little hoods, because the chaga would continue, even after picked, absorbing the power from the bark.
Uh-huh.
So there's the ethnobotany thing that's fun. There's the science part. We've published 8 studies and more to come that's enjoyable to see the fruition of that. And then there's the me, being a physician and knowing the science. Now, then the next interesting evolution was the bone active. And I wrote a book about it. See, everything I'm talking about, I wrote a book about. So the bone active is very interesting. And nobody could see it.
Before you talk about it, what prompted you to do that? Because there always has to be something that drives you to do something else?
This was, you know what it was with me? This was an accidental serendipity. You know, there's no accidents. But it's a God thing. I'm sitting there with the Lyme disease. You know, I did the one sickness I had since is the Lyme. Okay, so I got bad, and I was in a wheelchair, and I was frustrated. And the oregano oil topically wasn't doing much, and internally it wasn't pushing it enough. So I concocted in my kitchen this combination of rosemary, sage, and oregano. And at that time, I put a little bay leaf in it, too, and I had that swollen knee, and I was in a wheelchair, and it cured me. Basically, it got me out of the wheelchair. So I'm going like, well, there's a synergy there, but what's going on? Because oregano is king. Well, we found out that there was some science that sage and rosemary dramatically kill the inflammation inside the bone mass.
Something that was never discovered before.
Not in humans. I just reasoned it, because what they found was that when you take and grind up sage and rosemary and you feed it to osteoporotic rats, their bones get dense right away.
Unbelievable.
Furthermore, when they extracted the oil and rubbed it under the noses or had them inhale and rub on the body of the rodents, the bones got more dense. They didn't even have to take it. So, like, what's going on? Well, we know the Lyme attacks the bones and the cartilage. It's an infectious disease. So I started to study it. Osteoporosis can be an infectious disease. But adding in the rosemary and sage led to the bone active, where you combine not only the oregano for the germ killing, but the rosemary and sage are really aggressive inducers of bone densification. If the bones are dense and strong, you won't have so much inflammation, not so much pain, not so vulnerable, and certainly not the fright. The other thing that motivated me is I'm having patients over the years who die at 75 when I hear they had a fracture. She went into the hospital, 50% mortality at a 75-year-old.
Terrible.
Right? So what's the use? To me, if you could find something where if they did fall, they'd bounce back up, or they wouldn't crack the hip at least, because the bones were flexible.
Well, let me bring
That's
in Janet,
motivation.
Because I know that Janet has used many of the North American products over the years to help people in conditions, as you just pointed out.
Let's do that, and we'll talk about the bone active line, too, you know.
Janet, are you with us?
I am with you, and it is time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. You are listening to Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition location, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, and our very special guest today, Dr. Cass Ingram, and we'll be right back.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very, very special guest this morning is Dr. Cash Ingram. And joining me up in Delray Beach is Janet Cimarelli. And Janet, over the years, I know you've had many useful experiences using some of the different products that we've been speaking about from North American Urban Spice. Maybe you'd like to relate to our listeners some of your experience as it relates to the power of the North American Urban Spice products.
Well, there are any number of individuals currently dealing with the unrelenting long-term effects of having had a cold. And sometimes they say, well, this is the worst cold I've had. It's been going on for almost 2 months now. I'm left with this terrible, terrible cough. And certainly the individuals out there who may be dealing with a diagnosis, let's say, of asthma, or a predisposition to developing bronchitis after having had a cold. And one of the products from North American Urban Spice that is so very effective and extremely helpful for people who can't get rid of that hanging on cough is the P73 respiratory formula. Excellent, excellent effects. And so if there are listeners out there thinking that I have tried everything and I can't get rid of this cough, come on in and talk to Dr. Cass Ingram, and he can give you not only the best information with regard to the P73 respiratory formula, but he can point you in the right direction to support your overall immune function so you won't ever be in this situation again.
Janet, I can attest to what you said because I've used the Oregaresp and I've used the P73. Especially, I take along when I travel, and I think it's the two most effective products I've ever taken with me when I do travel, because you're surrounded by no control of what's going on. The diseases and all the atrocities that are taking place around you, your body is absorbing, and you have to fight it. And that's why I use the Oregaresp and the P73 Oregano when I travel, and it's always in my cupboard.
No, that's smart. That's smart. When you travel anywhere, you should have those two. And then a probiotic. Just that is enough. Now, hey, this P73 Oregaresp you were mentioning, Janet, that stuff is an absolute obliterator of this lingering syndrome. You're absolutely right. And the bronchitis and the sinusitis. But the syndrome itself is, you know what? It's fungal. That's why they're getting worse, especially if they're taking antibiotics. They shouldn't be taking antibiotics for this because it's totally mold fungal. And that's why the oregano is the answer. Yeah.
Well, let me remind our listeners that the entire line of the North American Urban Spice has an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock tonight. And the first 10 people that come and speak with Dr. Cash Ingram are going to receive one of his 25 books that he's written over the years, which can be a dramatic help for you going through this book, because it deals with condition-specific areas of the body and how to treat them using North American Urban Spice products.
Some of these are original editions. As you know, there was a relative here, and so we packed up the books. She had a dozen or so of my books, so I just brought them over to your store. They have signatures from the past, so it's kind of a fun collector's edition. I got a couple of these really good original Cure in the Cupboards out there that mention, I think, the brand name back then. So anyway, now, the next evolution, well, back to the Bone Active, just so that people know. I tell people you're going to get big, big, big results, not only with osteoporosis, but inflammation and pain in the bones and joints, in the spinal column, in the long bones, in the hip, by taking the drops under the tongue and rubbing them.
Interesting.
The research showed that topically there was a reversal of bone loss with those oils. So they would rub it on the bottom of the feet, the shins, and on top the thigh, and maybe if somebody can massage it into the spinal column. But then there's also bone active capsules, you see, and it's not the same. The capsules are the crude ground up wild herb with the MCHC raw New Zealand bone from organically raised raw New Zealand cattle. So that hydroxyapatite works with all the cofactors in the microcrystalline lattice. It works with the herbs to build bone mass. Then there's the bone complete powder, because if you look at the research by the Swiss investigators, it wasn't just oregano, sage, and rosemary. It was also parsley, prunes, plum powder, red grape residue from wine, oranges, garlic, onion, wild mushrooms. They all built bone, and better than calcium and vitamin D. That's the astonishing thing. And it's because of the phytochemicals. That's the active ingredient. So now you have this also bone complete powder, bone complete savory, bone complete sweet and sour. Now, let's climax that. A severe osteoporotic should take them all. There was a study done this on humans where they fed them plums. We call them prunes, but it's nicer to say plum. They fed that kind. And they concluded that 6 prunes/plums a day will build bone mass even in age-related osteoporosis.
Amazing.
It's not calcium, is it?
Well, calcium, over the years, has come up so many different ways, Cass, that I don't take calcium.
No.
I don't advise people to take calcium. I think if you're eating properly, you're getting enough calcium in the food that you're eating.
You do know about that hardening of the arteries association. So you're better off with the cheese and the yogurt and, you know, and whatever little bits in the basic multi or something. Yeah, it's a fascinating evolution. Then that and the bone active is helping now. We did have some case histories. A bone density of, say, 75-year-old, 6 months later. Just we don't have the clinical trial yet, just isolated cases. 6 months later, it went to a 55-year-old bone. So
that's tremendous.
Yeah. And that's just like 4 capsules a day and using the rubbing oil. Now, the rubbing oil is really good for pain. Remember, I had the lime knee.
Right.
Okay. So what's the next evolution? Because I'm writing this book about cannabis. I'm not the first person to put cannabis up. I was the first one to write the book. So I said, well, you know, I'm not even that much interested in doing cannabis extract. I mean, there's so many companies with CBD, right? But I'm writing the book, so I tried the CBD oil. Okay.
Now, is it legal? Is marijuana legal in Illinois?
No. I think the medical card is there.
Okay.
That's about it. But I just got the standard stock health food store CBD oil.
Okay, which we have here.
You have it here. So I'm in an airport. I take it. I'm working on my book. I'm just getting ready to board. I take this stuff. And, you know, I couldn't get out of my chair. I had an overload of my receptors because, you know, sometimes with CBD oil, they'll put extra CBD.
Uh-huh.
In nature, there's only 7.5%. But when you see 20%, 25, 30, 40, 50, it's spiked. Not with synthetic, usually, with CBD
right.
extract. So I thought, well, you know, if an elderly person takes it, and so I was kind of neutral. What do I do? So I contacted the Netherlands. You know, they grow a lot of it there. I contacted the top gun there. I said, what are you doing with this stuff? Well, you know, we do supercritical, and then we soak it in an ethanol bath. And then sometimes we use acetone and hexane for further extraction. I said, what are you doing that for? Well, we have 20% CBD oil, 40%, 60%. Which one you want? So I said, I don't want any of them. You know, so I twisted their arms to just do a supercritical, raw supercritical, no alcohol bath, just raw, no nothing. And you know what? They sent me it, and I said, it has an odor. He said, well, we soaked it in ethanol. I said, I don't want it. That's soaking it. So I finally got a kilo of it. I took it, crude, unprocessed. I felt the opposite. Energy, focus, strength, vital force, and increased. And I started taking it regularly. I got more creative. I knocked the book out and the osteoporosis book out in 90 days. I started writing a 1,000-page book, textbook of natural cures. It'll be another year. I'm going like, what's this? And it's got to be these CB2 receptors. So I'm feeding it with raw cannabis extract. And I take this stuff every day. I'm big on this.
Now, what percentage is that?
Well, this is about, I like the hempenol regular strength for everyday use. It's only 500 milligrams. If I have some inflammation, I'll graduate to the super strength, which is like 1,500 or 2,000 milligrams of crude supercritical cannabis. And then it's got supercritical oregano. See, the epiphany I had was, when I took the CBD, I said, I got that sluggishness. I know what it's from. It's the CBD. Give me a bottle of super strength. Mm-hmm. So I squirted the super strength out under my tongue. I popped out of the chair. So I said, okay, what if you combine supercritical oregano, supercritical with supercritical cannabis? Well, you know they used to mix that stuff across the border. But the reason is, did you know everything that you love? Okay, cannabis is called that because it's full of cannabinoids. And cannabinoids are a feel-good. People wouldn't smoke pot if they didn't. It's not just to rebuild. They're getting something, though it's temporary. I don't smoke, and it's not a good idea to smoke over and over anything. So they're getting something. But anything that makes you feel good is a cannabinoid. Smell of a carnation. Would you ever cook a pizza without oregano?
No way.
The smell of oregano is cannabinoid. Cinnamon is cannabinoid. We love our cinnamon. Nobody's going to eat pesto without basil. Basil is rich. Sage is rich. We mm-hmm. love sage in the liver. Rosemary is rich. Cloves. We bake with just a little bit. We don't use a lot of clove or cinnamon, right? You know, we dust it. But it's the cannabinoid that's making us feel good, and we didn't know it.
And you're mentioning every foundation herb that people are accustomed to.
They're taking now, right. Even in capsules. So it's a feel-goody. So the crude cannabis or hempanol, not only is it raw and supercritical and organic, but it improves your game. Now, I don't know about the golf game, but it does improve the game of life. You'll feel the difference. You will. More vital force, more focus, and just better mood.
So the super hempanol has both the super strength oil oregano and the hempanol.
It has the supercritical super strength. Regular one is steam distilled, which is the best antibiotic. But the supercritical is the best way to get the flavonoids and the cannabinoids.
Okay. So, and what do you recommend for dose?
Then you could get a lot of feel-goody from the regular strength, 10 drops a day. If you're full of inflammation and in trouble and incapacitated neurologically, spinal pain, ankylosing spondylitis, fibromyalgia, chronic pain syndrome, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, sick, then you need the super strength. You need probably a dropper full twice a day.
Well, I'm sure that you will be able to explain a lot more of this when people come visit if they have any questions. And you will be here from 11 to 2 today. And the North American Urban Spice line, which includes the hempanol and the bone active.
And there's a CF that doesn't have the oregano for the purist. That's smooth, real smooth.
All right, that's another part
and
of the
PM,
North American.
Don't forget, the hempanol PM, which is knocks out insomnia. It obliterates it.
And Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you because I'm sure you must be enjoying everything you're hearing.
I certainly am. And I just want our listeners to know that they are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. They can listen to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour on 1470 AM. They can listen on iHeartRadio.com. Get the app on your cell phone. They can listen on WWNNRadio.com. Listen on their computers while they're at work. So many different ways to hear everything we have to say Monday through Friday on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location from 4 to 7 tonight. And we'll be right back with more with our special guest, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, and we're sitting here in Janet's office with Dr. Cass Ingram, who will be available to anybody who would like to sit and speak with him until 2 o'clock today. And for the first 10 people that come speak to him and request some advice from him or just say hello to him, he'll be more than happy to give you one of his books. He has written 25 books. He doesn't have them all, but he has an assortment of books that he will be giving away to the first 10 people that come and speak to him. And the North American Urban Spice Line will have an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock. I want to remind our listeners, tomorrow we have a couple of demonstrations going on. We have the Carlson Labs demonstration. We have the NeoCell demonstration. And we have a New Chapter demonstration. And they start at noon and run until 4 o'clock. So please stop by tomorrow. Take advantage of some free samples and coupons from those four great companies. That's Carlson, NeoCell, and, of course, New Chapter. But getting back to Dr. Cass Ingram, he has helped develop a line of products from North America Urban Spice that are beyond reproach, that are probably the finest in the industry today, using these particular products for condition-specific formulas that can aid the body to repair itself. And I think that's the key point.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And you develop them.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You see, to repair the neurological or the to shut down the inflammatory cascade, nobody knew about it, but you got to feed the endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
We have our opiate system. That's what it is. You feed it the opiates. That's why the morphine, that's why God made it. And that's, you know, and then you've got your endorphin system, and chocolate kind of feeds that. And wheat attacks the opiate system too. People crave wheat because it activates the opiates temporarily. But nobody paid attention to the endocannabinoid. The Israelis kind of discovered it years ago, and what they found, the professor there found, was that the system is all over the place. It's in the brain, it's in the bones, it's in the bone mass, it's in the white cells, it's in the liver, it's in the kidneys. It's just profuse. And so you got to feed it. And we've been feeding it with basil, oregano, sage, rosemary, the things we love, clove, cinnamon, turmeric to a degree. And some people tried to feed it by smoking pot, you know. So why just avoiding the carbon monoxide and go directly to the extract? You know, in Victorian times, every doctor's black bag had cannabis. It was right next to the opiates. So when they tried to take it, big business wanted rid of it, you know, because of the textile infringement on the nylon people and DuPont and Hearst and all that, whatever. So the MDs rebelled, saying, you're taking away one of our best tools. And they used it for a bad case of the nerves. You know anybody with a good case besides Mr. Foreman? So now, they used it for inflammation, they used it for nervousness, nervous agitation, obsessive compulsive, depressive conditions. What do we use it for now? We know categorically that CBD and better crude supercritical extract of cannabis, doesn't have to be from marijuana, it can be from industrial, and that's what this is, industrial hemp. It's not from marijuana. Mm-hmm. There's no THC. It won't alert the THC urine. It won't.
We've already tested it. It's from the Netherlands.
It's from the Netherlands and Northern Europe, different partners. North American Urban Spice has its own organic fields there. They have donated that. It's not our field, but they've let those fields just for North American production.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now, what do we use it for? This is a fantastic for depression, anxiety, neurosis, obsessive compulsive, irritability, anxiousness, stress syndrome, super stress syndrome, stressed out soccer mom, soccer dad nowadays. And so that's the one. Then neurological diseases at large. This is a great tool. I like tools. You like tools in the
store.
Without a doubt. So that person comes in with the MS, intractable, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's if we catch it early, early dementia, and then, encephalitis even, but particularly the chronic ones. They have to have it because it will halt the degenerative process. I'll tell you more about that later. Addiction syndromes. This is the best tool for addiction to alcohol, pot, also to opiate drugs. This is very effective for opiate addiction. Morphine and heroin and crack cocaine.
Interesting.
All right.
Now you mentioned it's a 10-drop-a-day dose. For people that are addicted, would they
No more. That? Exactly. 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay. So they would need more.
Mm.
Okay.
And the same with people with, because that's the next category, intractable inflammatory diseases that are unresponsive. You're taking turmeric, you're getting a little help, but you're just continually in the inflammation cycle. That's a deficiency of endocannabinoid. And I'll talk why it is, but just so you know, if you have pain and inflammation, you have to have it. Usually the super strength combined with maybe the CF.
So let's go on a case that we spoke about earlier where people have bone and joint problems. They may have arthritis. They may have osteoporosis. Would someone in that category that's facing those painful situations, would they be a candidate
They're
for hempanol?
They're a huge candidate, not just bone active. They have to add slot in the hempanol because the cannabis extract radically increases bone density.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing that's interesting about that is that it's a very aggressive anti-inflammatory inside the bone mass, in the little tubules and so
uh-huh.
on. Now, so the next category is the issue of pain and inflammation. Take your turmeric, but add in the cannabis extract because of its working on a different mechanism. And then finally, there are little esoteric things. I have to do a clinical trial on this. I found that this hempanol super strength obliterates migraines.
Really?
You can use the CF, but it's better to use the one with the oregano. Now, why? What makes sense? In ancient Greece, they used cannabis for migraines. In ancient Greece, they used oregano for migraines. They both have the same active ingredient. And in ancient India, they used basil for migraines. Holy basil, it has the same active ingredient, beta-carophylline, big terpene. So the migraine category. Now next, for hempanol, plantar fasciitis, the one with the oregano, rubbing it on the bottom of the feet, scrubbing the shin, and taking internally. And then the next category is glaucoma. What a plague that is. Hempanol CF, hempanol super strength for that.
That's really unbelievable, Dr. Haney, because there are so many people that suffer just from migraines. From the elderly population that we have here in South Florida, glaucoma is a big factor
Huge.
Today. And people are always looking for answers as to how best to treat that particular disease.
It's a huge tool. Even now we know for sure that smoking pot suppresses the intraocular pressure. Now, the next and maybe sort of summary is this is the best for insomnia. We have so many things we've been trying for insomnia.
Many.
But we didn't know cinnamon in the milk at night, right? Endocannabinoid feed. Holy basil relaxation, they give it in insomnia formulas. Endocannabinoid feed. People are telling me they rub the super strength on their chest, they go to sleep better. They drink some juice of oregano. Endocannabinoid, that's what it's doing.
Mm.
So then that led to hops. Hops are really high in cannabinoids.
Now, you talk about hops like you found the beer.
Yeah. And that people get this sort of relaxation from the beer type of thing and they go for it and they get addicted. It's the hops. They gave it because the monks were getting a little bit too monkey, and they wanted to actually suppress them. They used to give dandelion and burdock, so now it's switched to hops. Now, hops is in hempanol CF. I mean, it's hempanol PM. Hops with cinnamon, with chamomile, with oregano.
And that's the one you recommend for people that have insomnia, that can't sleep.
It hammers it. that go into
And what kind of a dosage are you looking at?
It depends. If it's really severe pathological insomnia, they may have to keep squirting it under the tongue until it knocks them out. Or they may have to take the gel caps until it knocks them out. But most people, 5 or 10 drops, it knocks them out.
That's easy enough.
One capsule.
It's very, very simple to use. I know we're coming up on the end of the show, Dr. Ingram, and I want to remind our listeners that they can come in and speak to you today from today, right now until 2 o'clock.
That's right, yeah.
And for the first 10 people that do come and speak to you, you'll be able to give them a free book that you have written, and you may even have autographed in the book as well.
Yeah, or a lot of autographs.
Which is nice. So it becomes a collector's item.
Yeah, yeah.
And in addition, the entire line of North American Urban Spice will have an additional 10% off today. And Janet, I will welcome you here, and our customers here will welcome you when you arrive here at 4 o'clock.
That'd be good.
I will be there. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are here Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., 10 to 11, every Monday through Friday. And thank you to our very special guest today, Dr. Cass Ingram,
who is
available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center
right now.
We'll be back on Monday at 10 a.m. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.